Welcome everyone to the ISIS Pep Talk, ISIS Polyethylene and Polypropylene Podcast. I'm Kuku James, the ISIS Africa PEPP editor. And with me today is John Richardson, joining us today over the phone from Perth, Australia. And John is the ISIS Training Director in Asia. Welcome, John.
Thank you, Kuku.
John, over the last couple of years, you've been called a pessimist because you have disagreed with traders and even some analysts who talked about double-digit growth in the Chinese polyethylene market. But now you say China might be back following many months of disappointing sales. But we have seen short-term pickup in the Chinese sales before. Do you think it is different this time?
Well, Kuku, there's certainly two producers have said that the fourth quarter sales are up, and there's certainly a return in confidence. But I think it's far too early to say that this is a sustained recovery. I think what's happened is the stocks were low in October, and that people, certainly the converters who need material for arrival in January to make finished goods in January, seem to be in a situation where they need material, prompt material, quickly, and they're prepared to pay a premium. That's one factor behind the recovery. The other factor seems to be confidence in the government now that the new leadership is in place, and there'll be more policies to help the small and medium-sized enterprises. So that's really is confidence in the government. And politicians always say things when they first come into power. So we'll have to see next year if they can follow through on those promises.
That's right. What is different about the current Chinese leadership that has helped build up business sentiment?
First of all, the promise to crack down on corruption, which is one of the main objectives. And secondly, specific help for the small and medium-sized enterprises that make up most of the polymer buyers in China. They've really struggled pretty much since April 2011 to get hold of credit. And they've seen their role in the economy reduce as the state-owned enterprises have grown as well. So that's been the problem. And these are the plastics buyers. But now they really think the government will deliver on their promises for more support. So that's a sentiment factor, which is why the SMEs have come in and start buying more resin.
That's right. What about short-term demand, though? This is China editor Chao Wei-Lin mentioned last week that importers in China were absolutely no hurry to book January shipments because you have the New Year coming up in China.
I think that's right. I think there's two sides to the story. I mean, people I've spoken to again say they're in no hurry, some people. And yet two producers are saying, well, demand is better than it normally is in the fourth quarter. So it's a bit of a confused market.
That's right.
Some improvement in confidence, but some caution as well, I think.
Yeah. Well, there's a tendency to focus on demand while talking about Chinese market. Is there anything at all happening in the supply side that could potentially cut down the amount of PE imports flowing into China?
Well, I saw there's a story that you sent to me on Petra B and running at reduced operating rates. And also here, we have reported that the Chevron, Saudi Chevron plant, Saudi Polymers in Saudi Arabia,
that's right,
shut down because of mechanical problems. So that's tightening supply quite considerably. So that's helped to keep the market tight. But actually, looking longer term, if you look into the second quarter, the Saudi Polymers plant should be back on stream in January. Petra B hopefully will have sorted these problems out by then. And people are expecting a lot more volume from the ExxonMobil plant in Singapore. Plus, Sinopec Wuhan Petrochemical is due on stream in the second quarter of next year. That's two polyethylene plants, one linear low, one high density. So actually, at the moment, the market's been supported by reduced supply. But you can make the argument from the second quarter, even from the first quarter of next year, that supply will increase quite a lot in China, which could be a problem.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Sean.
Okay, thank you.